Welcome back. This is the VIP experience with Daniel Hahnemann. And Daniel's going to lead us through an energy scanning and alignment process for breakthrough business success. So thank you again, Daniel, for being here. And I'll just let you take it away.
All right, yeah. So today I'm going to do an energy scan for all of you that are listening in, and I'm going to use Rama a little bit here as part of the focus on the collective, like things that I'm picking up on Rama, just like if I was doing a private energy scan with you. I'm going to do a in brief a little bit with Rama today, and I'll also connect that with what I'm seeing for the group. And then we're going to go ahead and start clearing that for all of you. Okay. So, but yeah, you definitely want to, take a look at how this all unfolds and works as I work with Rama today. And you're getting the extra too of me bringing some energy alignment directly as a transmission as I do in the energy scanning as well in this case. So, looking forward to doing that with you.
Amazing. All right, let's get going.
All right. All right, so first I will scan the group first a little bit, and then as it comes in, I'll be scanning Rama as well. And the type of clearing I'll do today probably will be a little bit more on a silent, energetic level. I also do a lot of powerful prayer work, so might do a quick one at the end, a little prayer, just to put a little extra juice into it so you can experience that and get benefit from that. So, but throughout, I'll be doing the clearing as I'm scanning in this case, okay? All right, so for the group, let's see what's going on. Let me tune in. Just give me a moment. I'm hearing, where are we going? Boy, there's a lot of cool new opportunities for my life, but I don't know where it's going. And like I'm hearing a lot of that type of energy. So that's what I was feeling in the interview too, like this excitement you guys have. And there's so much that's possible, but then I feel this flatness, this like, oh, I don't know. And so I sense like some of that, I noticed that in the lower chakras. So I'm getting, yeah, like especially the lower solar plexus and the sacral chakra and the root chakra. And I just get like this, we've got to fit into, the mold of the world and kind of thing, like it's still embedded in there. Like whether you've been incorporated in the past or old ways of like, I'm a high achiever, I'm supposed to really go after it, and yet that it's not meant to happen that way exactly anymore, right? So let me look at some of the deeper aspects of that as well though. And we'll work with the clearing too here. Shh. Wow, you got a good energy in the root there. So I'll just, of course, we got a mix of everything in every chakra, but I just noticing that with you. As I look into the group, yeah. Oh, we might get burned again. Like the persecution has shown up too. Like, yeah, I mean, I can try to be all, magical and everything, but like the whole thing burns down at the end, like is what they're showing me. So that's like some of the deeper roots for some of you guys. As a group. So let me just take a look at that. And I think, Rama, I almost feel like I had this conversation with you, but like you were in magical times, like Atlantis and stuff like that. And like so you've been a part of that, like things, man, you're so magical, everything's beautiful, sort of energy in general, but like man, it all just kind of crumbled. So there's a lot of people are drawn to this summon apart because they're all have had this sort of shared experience, is my sense. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm just gonna do some energy work on that, and just guys, just feel maybe some more lightness around this, that while I'm doing it. Okay. So as I'm sending the energy here, I'm getting like you're meant to break all the molds, so the idea is A lot of times, if there's been magical times that are past lives, some again, part of our conscious always is thinking like, "Let's get back there," you know. And it's like, no, that no, we're not going back. You know, there's no going back. It's you're breaking all the molds, and now it's meant you're meant to be even more the fullness of who you are than ever before. So okay, so that's what we're working with right here. Yeah, there you go. Accessing that higher state of consciousness. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, grounding. It's coming through your crown and now rooting more as well, going through your whole system. Yeah, look at all those beautiful codes you guys have. For those of you that might notice, look at all those codes coming through. It's receiving and emanating the transmission that's coming through you. That's what it's about. And this way, you're leading the way. This is the quantum, you know, leap that you're been looking for. Okay. All right, so I'm going to stop there for a moment. And Rama, I mean, sometimes people don't, you know, feel the immediate shift, but so I'll ask though. I mean, what insights and then you know, if you did feel any energy from it, like let me know what's coming up for you.
Yeah, I found some felt some energy in my crown. So that, you know, that was kind of that's I feel a lot of energy in my crown quite often.
Yes.
I don't know. I was just there was some kind of ancestral things that I was seeing kind of flashes, and I have this little image of this little girl with like a magic wand saying I'm magic, I'm magic, I'm magic, and that comes through and that came through again. So yeah, things like that are kind of coming through in that experience.
Yeah, great. And then people are listening, like even subtly, because a lot of times we're some of us, you know, will kind of discount the subtle things that you were noting. You know, you're not doing this. You're not trusting, like, what was happening. So, but you know, if you're trusting what's happening, you were experiencing something. Like literally, I could just say, close your eyes, you're experiencing something, right? Like I didn't even need to be, you know, intending anything or doing anything. So like, what were you sensing? What were the, you know, because oh, that was nothing. Like that's often what the mind does. Oh, I don't know, you know, some of you are doing that. Like, no, there's something was there and made, wow, that just be like more like wow. Right, because then it'll benefit you. It'll actually sink in. So that's what I want to encourage with that. So Rama, are we ready for another round of some scanning? I'm getting more to focus on your energy a little bit this round. Okay. All right. So I am going to go back. I'd mentioned in the interview with the throat. So yeah, I'm noticing the throat. So I'm going to go ahead and scan that a bit. And again, we'll relate it to what I'm seeing with the group as well. Okay, specifically with Rama, what's coming up? And again, I never know if it's accurate. I just share what comes up, right? I just share what's there. But like, I get like this. We've got to be the nice little girl kind of energy. We don't know. Oh, be nice. Be nice. So because you know, in your case, and I sense this will be true for a number of people. You have a very powerful direct way. I mean, it's obvious now, right? Because you've shifted. But like. A lot, but like, you know, you've got a very like boom, right down Broadway energy. And so, but you know, you felt, you know, it was stifled. Your throat was stifled in part because be the nice little girl. All right, we'll go deeper than that. And it's something about not letting someone down, and it could be for, you know, with Rama, you know, it might be a parental figure, a mother, something like that, or you know, it could be your dad or whatever with the group, could be whoever it is, but like I can't let them down. I've got to make sure it's almost like a like I have to earn maybe earn their love to a degree. So there may be a sense like I have to speak in a certain way, I have to show up in a certain way in order to earn that love. So let's work with clearing even that, okay? Because that's a big one. And but first, let me just go one layer deeper because I'll be able to just clear with all of them then. Let's look for the some of the past life stuff. I want to look at that. Yeah, definitely some of the witch energies in the field overall. Some tap tuning in there first. Yeah, I get like something with you. And again, you've probably heard certain things before for sure, Rama, but like I get like your positions of high leadership, getting Arcturian energy and like something about you being a really powerful, like light leader in past emanations. And it's like they're not taking, they're not, something about they're not like really taking you seriously enough. Like, something about like not being taken seriously is in the field. So, I keep speaking up. I keep telling them what would work better, you know, and this would probably happen this life too. And they're not listening, you know, and I feel this is true for over half of the people listening. Like, this is a collective thing as well. So I'm sensing that, as far as like people won't listen, right? And they keep giving the good advice and or good instructions, they won't listen. All right. So what it is, let's take a look at that one more layer. I'll do some more formal clearing. Yeah, what I'm getting for you, Rama, and for some of the people here too, is like there's a telepathic communication, right? And so in some of these lifetimes, maybe you weren't aware of like the subtle energy communication that makes everything else go so smoother. Like, so when you speak and you speak from this place where they already kind of sense like, oh yeah, I'm already a yes, right? Like, because it's the telepathic communication has already been happening at that subtle layer. They're already more receptive, and now your vo voice even changes, and how it emanates changes, and the light codes come through your throat, right? Like now it's working. Even though you were right, you know, yeah, you were technically right about things in the past. Now it's like now the rightness of the energy is flowing through, and they're more receptive because you're being more of yourself too. So, all right, so I'm just gonna go ahead and do some transmissions on this, all these threads for everybody. Rama, you got a lot to share. You got lots to share. And again, this is probably true for a lot of people here. But let's work with that too. Guys, they're not going to be taken out, okay? That's we've already done those, right? We already played those parts. No more of that. All right. Rama, you're really leading. The other people have been persecuted. I say, like, yeah, come on, we're going now. That's great. Lots of codes for you, Rama. For you especially. You've got a lot, like a code book almost. You have to write or something like channel all this energy and all these codes, all this light language or something. Oh yeah. Yeah, I just see you guys coming together more, more circles, more people supporting each other and all speaking up together so you don't feel alone. So, being together in this group, getting into the groups that, you know, where you feel like you can amplify your voices together is it's going to be helpful too. Okay. Well, we're going to leave it there for now. Yeah, any reflections or thoughts about anything from that round, Rama?
Yeah, I mean, sounded all very accurate.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I would say probably my throat chakra is the one that I work on the most, and thus why I'm doing things like this to really put myself out there and to also help others to hear from others and be able to bring that healing energy into them and for them. And I had another session earlier today too with another healer, and it was working on the ancestral, and the voices is the big thing that came through, is in like bringing out the voice of my ancestors, the things they were voiceless, and being able to
Yes.
bring a voice to all of these people that are so gifted, and to myself and all my lineage with their gifts that they weren't able to freely express safely. And being able to show that it is safe to be your authentic self and to use your voice, and that the Octarians are definitely a part of my experience. I channel them, and I also have the light language that comes in through me as well, and all of that. So everything you're talking about with the throat opening, because it's, for me, it's telepathic, and then I can speak it through my voice and so forth. So very aligned with that energy for how I am supposed to put myself out in the world, which, has been scary and freeing, and all of those emotions. I mean, you're a person who didn't know anything about these things just less than 10 years ago, and now you're doing it publicly. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's great. And so the journey you've been on, again, I mean, just I'm guided to share, even if it's just a reminder, but like, you said it yourself, but like you're breaking the mold for everybody else that's going to, take your lead, so to speak, right? Oh, wow, this is possible. She's another example. And specifically, like they are also bringing the light language or the codes or whatever, like the things they're supposed to be bringing forth. And you're leading those specific types of individuals on that particular journey. And because we're all a little bit different, and so that's just a specific tribe that understands like they're meant to experience, total wealth, total abundance. And they already understand that somewhere deep down inside. It's not like they've been scarce all their lifetimes, right? Like, they understand I'm meant to be like energetic and spiritual royalty or something, like I'm meant to be, something like that. I'm meant to be of this rich nature, and I'm meant to thrive, sharing these deeper gifts with the world. But I feel like a fish out of water, to start with. So you're a bridge, you're a guide for that, it seems to me, based on what I'm picking up on. So yeah, this is exciting.
Yay, thank you. That was so beautiful and so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely encourage everyone to take advantage of his free call so that you can get that scan so that you can see what's going on with you, because that's going to be amazing. And I'm glad you guys all got to see a little tidbit about how he works, because it's very beautiful, and such beautiful insights that you gather, and what you bring through in this transmission. So thank you so much. And thank you everybody else for being here. And of course, go to his bio and his website for more information and how you can work with him and take advantage of your free gift. Thank you so much. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Rama.